Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15. The title of today's post is The Rebirth of America Dream. Chris Reed of Morningstar Ministries was given a dream on March 9th, 2024, which seems significant to me. In his dream, the then upcoming eclipse of April 8th marked the triggering of a metaphorical conception. Conception in the spirit, God used that to a physical conception to picture something happening in the spirit. He calls it a metaphorical conception, leading to an awakening and rebirth in America. Reed did not attempt to define the scope of the awakening, only that it was significant enough to be part of America's rebirth. I want to highlight certain aspects of the dream and offer a few comments. The baby was conceived in April 2024, eclipse, around the eclipse, and born in January 2025. Its name was, the baby's name was America, and the infant was wrapped in the American flag, leading Reed to use the phrase, the rebirth of America, in summarizing the dream. It is inarguable to any Bible-believing, honest person that America has lost her way and needs a rebirth. The only debatable aspect of this now is regarding the cause. Like many, I tried for several years to give the benefit of the doubt to those being used to weaken America, considering their actions simply as incompetency. I can no longer do so. No one with any intelligence whatsoever could fail to foresee the devastating effects of the left's decisions. The damage has to be intentional. Those on the left believe America, from its inception, is systematically evil, must be dismantled, and then rebuilt as the woke globalist nation they envision. Those endeavoring to restructure America have made great progress in this dismantling process. So much so that the America birthed 2.5 centuries ago, and which subsequently grew into the greatest nation in history, has been damaged beyond human ability to restore her. She must experience a supernatural rebirth, both spiritually and naturally. The dream was related, in part, to the upcoming presidential election. As I stated, the conception of the baby in April 2024 occurred in April 2024. The birth took place in January 2025, the month of America's presidential inauguration. In the dream, a trauma associated with the elections occurred in September or October, sending the nation into chaos and pandemonium. Say it again. In September or October, he likens it to sort of an extreme October surprise. Well, on one account I heard, he said September, October. He wasn't giving an exact time or date, just that general period. A trauma associated with the elections occurred in September or October, sending the nation into chaos and pandemonium. Reed said this was frightening and intensified the division in America. Also nearly caused premature labor, as he words it, endangering the baby, the rebirth of America. Because of a 1968 newspaper headline shown to him referencing the assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King, he felt an assassination or an attempt to do so could be the trigger for the chaos. Reed was appropriately cautious, not saying this would definitely occur, but stated what he saw in the dream and asked people to pray. Likewise, I have no prophetic clarity about an assassination or an attempt to do so. I do, however, feel confident that the chaos he spoke of is indeed coming. Who could be naive enough to believe the progressive leftists and globalists will not do whatever they deem necessary to keep Trump from winning the presidency in November? Is the rebirth of America dependent on him winning the White House in November? I don't know. It is foolish to think that any person, persons, or political party can rebirth America. It is also foolish, however, to believe that it doesn't matter who is in power. In Scripture, Israel was judged multiple times due to the actions of its leaders, as were other nations, and conversely was blessed based on the decisions of its leaders. Trump is not a Messiah, but he does oppose the demonic opposition to America's destiny and success. And he is correct when he says the left is actually coming after us, the patriots, the lovers of freedom, those who honor God. He is just standing in the way. The threat he presents to them, not to democracy, is cataclysmic. In 2016, 50 to 60 years of momentum for the left, beginning with the Supreme Court's decision to expel God from public schools in 1962, was dramatically interrupted by the election of Trump. In response, they pulled out all stops in their attempts to hinder and remove him. Democrats, progressive Republicans, the deep state, the judicial system, mainstream media, social media, billionaires, Hollywood, and more have launched the single greatest attack on an individual in U.S. history. Trump's survival is nothing short of miraculous. It is due to the American people waking up to the astounding levels of corruption in our nation and rallying behind him. Many also believe it is because of God's favor and protection. So I say again, the left will stop at nothing in their attempts to keep him from the White House. Buckle up, it's gonna get turbulent. In the dream, the baby named America, wrapped in the American flag, had to be placed in an incubator after its birth in January. The danger to its survival had not ended, and it wasn't until July that the chaos and pandemonium subsided. This could very well mean that a battle will rage over the U.S. presidency until the summer of 2025. What can we do? Pray. God is the source of America's recovery. Apart from his intervention, nothing that occurs in Washington, D.C. will save America. Our faith is not in a political party or a person. Yes, God uses people. But except he keeps the city, the watchman wakes in vain. Pray against corruption and for exposure. Pray that every attempt to destroy America's rebirth will fail. Pray that all deception will be broken and that America will see clearly what is truly occurring and pray for protection over our leaders. Don't forget Gina's dream we shared a couple of weeks ago, where we decreed from the Capitol that the deception, the blindness would be broken off of America and they would see. Do not fear the shaking. It will intensify. But we must stay in faith, like Esther in her day. We were born for this time. Our greatest days are ahead if we persevere in faith and obedience. Let's pray now. Father, thank you for speaking to us through dreams. Give us insights and correct interpretations. We believe you're showing us the times and seasons, and that over the next 16 months, Satan will initiate chaos, attempting to thwart America's rebirth. We ask now for this to fail. We bind it in Jesus' name. We ask for a healthy baby, the rebirth of America. We ask for protection from any and every attack against this. And guide us, please, through this time. Help us serve your purposes effectively. We ask for President Biden's salvation, and that he be delivered from the unbiblical ideologies and strongholds that control him. May he find true repentance. We pray for Donald Trump. Purify him in whatever ways necessary. Deliver him from evil attacks, slander, unjust prosecutions. Expose all the evil going on, Lord. Cause the man of your choice to win the election. Help them restore America to morality, biblical ideals, and your destiny for her. Deliver us from evil in our government. And we conclude by declaring that your kingdom, authority, and principles will rule over America. Your desires will be accomplished. Your church will be awakened, filled with Holy Spirit, and burned with fresh fire. We declare that we will hear your voice clearly, going only in the direction you lead us. We boldly declare that we will not fear any shaking, chaos, or work of darkness. We will operate only in faith. And all of this we pray in Jesus' name. And our decree. We decree that America is being saved and reborn, and the timing of the Lord will not be altered. You may want to read and study Daniel 7:25, where Satan tries to alter the times and seasons. But we decree God's timing will not be altered. It won't be. Amen. Well, Chris Reed's account of the dream and his explanation, there's more to it than what I shared, can be read here. We give you a link, and you can find out more about Chris Reed at morningstarministries.org, and I encourage you to do so. All right, well, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Please join me again.